And let's talk about the girl director. One question, is it hard being a girl director?
No, I can't say that it's difficult attaining that position. It's when God gives you the appointment, then he'll equip you with what you need to do. So I will say that a lot of times in the industry it's male dominated, and a lot of times people just assume that, you know, as a female that you're going to be passive. But nevertheless, you know, God always gives me the grace to accomplish what, you know, I need to accomplish.
How do you just deal with guys if they kind of go off on you a little bit?
Oh, well, the men in SOP are just, you know, they, if anything, they're very protective of me, and they really hold me up. They make sure that, you know, I have the strength, and they're always helping me and accommodating me. So I never have to deal with, you know, their egos, or neither do they ever have to deal with, you know, my ego. But we're all such a close-knit family that the gender does not infiltrate, and it doesn't influence, you know, what we do.
Act like you know. Did you think, dang, that Act Like You Know would be the song that it was?
Wow, I didn't expect Act Like You Know to garner that much popularity, but I'm very pleased with, you know, that as an introduction to who SOP is.
How would you describe SOP's music?
SOP, our sound and our music is very urban, it's very street. All of us are from the urban inner city community, so it's not a stage put on of, you know, what we do, or our expression of music, our expression of what God has given us is very authentic. You know, a lot of us are from different communities, and they still sing with, you know, a lot of edginess. The music is hard, it's street, but yet and still we still embrace the live elements, like the live horns and the live strings, because we find that as very essential to really include in our music nowadays.
Now, your new project, tell us about your new project, because it's called The Good Life. Why The Good Life?
Well, our new project is called The Good Life, essentially because we understand that a lot of people equate the good life. When they see BET and the diamonds and the Rolls Royce and the houses, the cars, we understand that the good life is really a life of the inner essentials, the inward manifestations that God has given us, like character and peace and healing and wholeness, because we can have all of those outward manifestations and still not be happy. So we choose to glamorize the inner things that God has blessed us with.
This is Flip.
That's right.
Let's
do it,
you know. Hey, I like that song. Where did you get that concept to do something like that?
Wow. Well, I know, you know, in SOPs, our experiences prior to this record, going and displaying and presenting what God has given us, a lot of times people often criticize our expression of praise and what God has blessed us with, the unique ministry that he's given us. So Free was just a song to break down every barrier of what people deem as if they feel praise is. So we wanted to do it for the church, but also we wanted to incorporate some house and some a club feel and a dance feel to it.
How about Conquerors?
Reggae,
tell us about Conquerors.
Conquerors essentially is a song of warfare, and at the same time, we know that praise can be a form of warfare, and, you know, Conquerors, we wanted to turn it into like a dance reggae dance hall tune to really be able to get people motivated to overcome some of their obstacles with joy.
Now, you also do some beautiful ballads. I like this song, When You Need a Friend. Tell us about When You Need a Friend.
When You Need a Friend is a personal song that everyone can embrace in their personal life, because at one time or another, when you're going through situations, it's very hard to look up and really feel as if you have the support and the people around you that you need. When everything was going good in your life, you have all of your friends there. But the minute, you know, things start to become dark and bleak, When You Need a Friend is a song of encouragement to let you know that you're not in this alone. God is there with you.
How about Liquid Prayer?
Liquid Prayer is a song that was birthed out of a personal experience battling with and overcoming depression. And I find that us as believers, we go through weeping seasons. God allows us to go through weeping seasons. And in those seasons when all you can do is cry, and you can't even pray, you don't have the strength to pray and talk or even explain and articulate it, those are the times when God comes to our rescue. because those tears are forms of liquid prayers.